we have anybody for public comments? Seeing none. And get a motion to approve the minimum.
Second.
Motion by Doc, second by Kelly. All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes are approved. You're up, Joe.
Purchases this morning. First one is with Animal Control. This is a replacement vehicle. This one we actually, different than we normally buy our vehicles off state bid lists. This one, because of the specially bad equipment, we actually did a bid proposal, and on the approval sheet or the bids that we received, the low bidder was Tri-Ford and Highland, I believe, for $14,978. If there's any questions, Barry can certainly answer them.
Any questions of Barry?
Moving on with the Facilities Management Department, we have one change order to an existing contract. It's regarding the chiller replacement at the Wood River facility. It's a $1,413.50 change. And then we also have a bid for the replacement of the equipment related to the cell doors at the detention home. And Kurt's here to explain any additional information regarding that, I think.
Eve's here.
Eve's here.
Good.
But this is something that was in our FY15 budget. It's something that they've been having problems with. So
this is at the detention center?
Detention center, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The bearings go out of it? Is that what's going on?
It's the locks and the hardware, and the doors are swelling, so they need to replace them with the doors. And they're actually switching from Yale to Sergeant so that we can make that change in house to cut costs.
Next, with the IT department, we have three purchases. The first one is doing some, looks like some fiber work between this building and the jail. With Burkle Construction Company, 10 feet.
Right, for just all the services we're providing, we need more fiber between there. So it's just basically pulling more fiber in the same conduit. So
you said that like we were all going to get that.
Yeah.
That's you. That's not you.
Yeah,
well, I wish I
could ask any questions.
Well, fiber.
Yeah, fiber. Yeah.
Explain to him what that is, Tim. She didn't quite get it.
Fiber optic.
What the fiber
cable
does.
Pulling in between, there's a conduit. We already have some fiber between our data center and what we call the bunker, which is over the sheriff's department. It's the building where it houses the sheriff's department servers and everything. And because of the additional services we're adding, like for the new world system and everything like that, we need to hook more equipment up. So we're just basically pulling more fiber optic cabling in between there in the same conduit to give us more connections between the data center and
for those of us that use computers, we've become spoiled that when we hit a button, something pops up right away on the computers. In the old days, it would delay and delay and delay, you know, the speed of our internet system. You know, that's what this capability provides us.
My computer still does that, but it's because I usually hit the wrong button. Operator error.
It's like going from a 110 to 200 amp service.
There
you go. Or 220.
You're right. You're close.
I only know half of both of those.
Moving on.
With the IT department, we also, as part of their router replacement project, they have some additional Cisco equipment. I'm not sure what all this stuff is, but it's needed for the project.
Five routers and a switch, and it's out of capital outlay. It was scheduled to replace aging equipment.
And then lastly, there's a professional service membership that's before you for approval. And that's something I assume you guys use on a regular basis.
Well, actually, this is something new. If all the IT people here are probably familiar with Gartner, what they do is they basically take a look at the technology industry, and then they rank, depending on what you're looking at, what type of project, they rank the players, the companies that are in the field. They've done independent research. This is a competitor to Gartner, and what they do is they rank the individual companies depending on the technologies they provide. So the idea behind this is that the IT department can use them to actually save money by not having to do all this investigation or research ourselves. If we have a large, not if, when we have large projects, we have a couple of them that we're planning on using them for, we can go to them, they assign us a person, and then what they do is they say, given, you know, your budget, given your size, given your county government, if you're looking for this type of technology, here are the top three players, and we can look at them, you know, and determine from there which one would best suit the county as far as features and money savings. So what they're doing is they're saving us money from having to do all the research ourselves into the into this new technology we've never dealt with before, and then they kind of handhold us through the whole project.
And this costs us cheaper than going with Gartner, right? Which is we're going to try for 1 year to make sure it's compatible with what we want.
Absolutely. So yes, it is considerably cheaper than Gartner.
Moving on with the health department, we have 2,400 doses of influenza vaccine that we're purchasing as part of the flu shot program.
That's next year's flu vaccine supply.
Any questions?
Tony, I didn't see you over there.
Oh, yeah. I'm in the corner.
Yeah. Are these shots that don't work? Or this next year?
Well, this is next year, so.
Well, they said they didn't work this year, right?
We'll have a different strain next year that it works for.
All right.
Hopefully.
For the court security budget, we have a panic button upgrade. Some of you may or may not know the county has placed in strategic locations panic buttons that if an employee or I think there's even one underneath Jack there, becomes alarm, you push the button, it goes to dispatch, they radio over to court security, and we get someone over here pretty quickly. I guess there's some issues with the current system, and the Sheriff's Department is proposing to upgrade that. I think we're utilizing the phone system.
Yes, it'll be part of the Cisco phone system, and we'll go from around 250 panic buttons to around 1,200 because of how many phones are throughout the system. And it could go at any of the county buildings. It's also programmed. You can program it to either dial 911 or maybe court security or both, and where security can actually pick up the phone and monitor if a 911 call is being made after these two buttons are pressed.
Wow, great.
And yeah, they can push out messages to the phones. If there's a lockdown, they can push these messages out to the phones and to the panels that are in the different buildings for information.
Kelly, try it out. See how it works.
Yeah, Bill, cause a commotion. Let's do this.
My grandson did when he was about 3 years old. He got under the desk here and pushed it. And they didn't have small enough handcuffs for him. It worked, though.
It did work.
And then lastly, the Treasurer's Office has two purchases, one related to the tax sale auction, the other one is a printing of this year's tax bills. Kurt, would you like to explain?
Yes, just to give you a little idea of the savings, it may cost only $9,000 to hire Joe Meyer, but the savings, you know, comparison to the bath on tax sales are over $600,000 even in the first 6 months for taxpayers. So the Treasurer's Office pays $9,000, but the savings are tremendous, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, as far as the certified mailings that we send out in mid-January, we have saved about almost $10,000 in comparison to last year, and $6,000 of that has been because we bundled we're able to send two certified letters and one envelope. So those are just little opportunities to save money.
Hey, Kurt, I have a question related to the certified mail, only because I'm working with some other counties on something. How many of those, percentage-wise, do we get returned where the people just refuse to go?
I don't have the information.
Okay. Could you get that from me? Because there's a question of how effective that is, because you know other counties have experienced that a lot of people just refuse to pick up those certified letters, and we may be better off doing first-class mail.
And we're looking at registered mail, too. I mean, which is...
Yeah.
That would leave the...
We're looking at those options for next year.
You're right. We do get returns, and we do log them. We have a number. We can give you...
Yeah, I think it's something the legislature is looking at, so they're just asking us for information is what they're doing.
Kurt, as far as the actual bill goes, do you have a copy of what it's going to look like yet?
No, we do not.
I know that this is going to sound political, but I have to say it anyway. I had, as you know, multiple complaints last year that it was used as propaganda. So hopefully, since we don't have a upcoming campaign, it'll just be a straight-up tax bill that explains the taxes on it. I would hate to see that happen again. I don't want to belabor it, and I think we all know what I'm getting at, but I hope we can get back to just having a tax bill. I wouldn't want to be in favor of something that is propaganda.
Any other questions? You didn't answer, Kurt. Is that you plan to put the campaign thing on the back of it or not?
Well, last year what we thought was important was that I think it was about a year ago that a former county treasurer went to federal prison.
We've run that to death now, Kurt. I asked you a question, please.
Kelly just called my tax bill propaganda, so if you want me to respond, may I respond?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. I think that a lot of folks were concerned about the integrity of the treasurer's office. You have a former county treasurer who over 4 years ran criminal tax bills and cost the taxpayers over $4 million. And so people are wondering, is there integrity in the taxpayer's office, in the tax collector's office? And, Kelly brought this up, Jack, so...
Well, I know, but she didn't ask you to give us a campaign speech. Now, I asked you... Are you going to put a campaign article on the back of the tax bills and paid for by the taxpayers? I don't think that's ethical.
This is important information. Last year we had a result of 1.59%. This year we had a result of 1.89%. I think we're very, very low, and that saves the taxpayers a lot of money. And I think another thing we're going to be talking about is we're going to be, this year, we're going to have some changes in our automated approaches to collecting taxes and the options for people, and we're going to talk about that. And
you have some decent information on here. Things like where to go to pay online, the e-check, all those services that your office offers.
We remind people about some people, especially seniors.
Sure, and I think you probably have plenty of room to do that. But I think that the problem. Well, my constituents kept saying that as they brought this in, is that there's so many different things on here that they felt that were campaign material. So I'm just hoping that we can get back to
basics. I've had a lot of people also express to me that they're happy that the treasurer's office has reduced their budget by 30% and that we've increased automation. We have sent one thing that's not on that bill is that
I don't think that they mind knowing what you're touting that the office has done, they mind paying for it.
We need to be careful in county.
I think I have an opportunity here to respond because I didn't bring this up this morning.
I did.
But
absolutely.
I think that one thing we don't talk about is as we've bundled our certified mailings, that we've bundled also the tax bill. So that, Kelly, if you have a few and two parcels and they're both sent to the same address, the idea is that if it's working properly, that those two tax bills will arrive in the same envelope. And that's something that I haven't mentioned that maybe I should mention, that taxpayers are interested in how we're being good stewards of their money. And, Doug, how much money are we saving with?
Quite a bit. The certified mailing, you saved over $10,000. Tax bills are significant.
Here's where we need to be careful in county government. This just doesn't apply to your department. It applies to all these elected office holders and all the county board departments. It's one thing to issue press release and stand out here on the courthouse steps and talk about anybody's achievements in office here. But when you put a stamp on it and it costs the taxpayers, there's a fine line there between information and promoting for allegedly political purposes to make people look good around here. We try to keep that line separate. It's okay to go out and tout your achievements, but don't use county resources. It's actually something referenced in our ethics ordinance. And that's what is in place, that gray area here.
Joe, may I respond to that? Because you folks brought this up here today. Kelly and Joe, do you know that Fred Bathon had his own picture on the tax bills years ago, Jack? Is that the truth?
If I were on the board, I would have been opposed to that as well.
Well, you know what?
I wasn't.
And so there were a lot of things that took place that no one objected to, and I think that,
If this was a picture of you, I don't know that anybody would have minded that. It's the it's the actual propaganda that's on here. It's, I mean, it's
what's the propaganda? You know. What's the tax bill even look like? I don't even. I get one, but I can't
here.
Say that I
feel free.
I had people say that it was helpful. They liked the information, the added information, and they didn't feel that it was political propaganda.
I had a lot of it. So, a lot of people that felt that.
Well,
you know. So, I don't want to get to where I'm not trying to micromanage. I'm honestly not. I don't want to have approval of your bill. Just use discretion, really. I mean, there's still pending issues with this in Lisa Madigan's office. We've had multiple people have filed saying that they felt that that was propaganda and a misuse of taxpayer dollars. Let's just be careful. That's all.
Well, you know, Kelly, I've not heard that word mentioned before today, honestly.
You haven't heard what word?
The word propaganda.
I used it last year whenever I brought this up, multiple times.
Let me ask you.
It's also in my letter to Lisa Madigan.
Was the tax bill true?
No. I mean, some of it
what's
some
false?
Of it is actually what you say you've
no,
done
what,
in the office.
What's false in that bill?
I can tell you one thing. Your budget savings, your title. And,
right.
You know, and
there's
not,
a lot of it that is disagreed upon. That's not what I'm trying to get at.
Chairman, can we move on, please?
I asked a question, Kurt, and are you going to put the same type thing on the back of it? And is it going to be campaign type material on the back of your?
I don't think it was campaign type material.
Well, that's your opinion. That's my opinion, and it is.
Well, it is opinion. I mean, I think that it is a slippery slope. And to put it in context, Kelly, you called for his resignation.
Yeah.
And so you were the only one.
That was actually separate. That was a separate occasion.
No, but I mean, you know, you have a vendetta against Kurt.
I don't have any vendettas.
Well,
I feel that whenever my constituents come in, I am supposed to represent their voice. And that's what I'm doing, just like you do.
I never heard from a single person.
I can give you the letters. I mean, I turned them into Lisa's office as well. I had six or seven different letters with it.
Yeah. I know, but I mean, it is a slippery slope. I agree.
And that's all.
I'm just asking for him to be careful this year. There's no election.
I would just ask the same thing for other office holders.
I absolutely will. As soon as they do that, I'll be the first one in line.
Just be prudent with all that's being asked of the committee.
I have one question.
Okay, and then we're going to move on.
Okay. Don't we pay a person at the county with taxpayers' money to put out press releases for the county?
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't do it for everyone. He just does it for.
He does it for everyone.
He's available in any department.
It actually.
Kurt has his own person on staff, though. He doesn't need it.
So.
We do not have a person like that. We have. And no, I object to that. That's not true.
Cynthia Ellis.
We work together to do communication, but we don't use a designated county PR person. We do not.
So we're
already paying. Okay, let's move on.
I mean,
which, yeah. I mean, they tell about grants, and they tell about all kinds of stuff that we all did.
And political.
Okay. Let's move on, Joe.
That is all the purchase approvals we have for your consideration this morning.
Okay. No further discussion. We entertain the motion.
I move approval.
Second.
Motion of Bill and second by Kelly. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Kelly?
Aye.
Todd?
Aye.
Kyle?
Aye.
Aye.
We have two resolutions. The first one is a change order for the Flood Prevention Council. We've seen a couple of these over the past few months. Just a quick explanation. Change order for bid package 3. These are improvements in the Wood River Levee District. There were two change orders. One of them related to utility, fiber optics, things like that were found in the bottom of the existing ditch. That's change order number 9. Change order number 10 were some silted-in relief wells that were unknown, probably had been silted in for decades, and once they found those, it created a complete redesign of that section of the levee system. And then there's change order and bid package number 6. It's small changes down in the Prairie du Pont and Fish Lake levee districts in Monroe and St. Clair counties. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Any questions?
Joe, I just in reviewing that a little bit, I was just curious, the money, the account that's taken out of, is there plenty of money in there
yes.
for those to withstand those kind of change orders?
Yes. The budget, the bids came in significantly under the budget that was set, and there was a contingency set aside for change orders, so we're still okay. In good shape working within that.
Okay.
And especially with the fiber optics and all those things, you go to digging, why you run into a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
And unexpected. Those weren't even found by Julie, the utility relocation services, so it was just one of those things. Even if they had found it, we still would have had to design this change and still would have incurred, you know, significant costs.
That's understandable.
Do we know who they belong to, I guess?
They do know who they belong to, but they were in a proper easement, so it's the levy district's responsibility to relocate them.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the other resolution is with the Planning and Development Department. They wish to contract with Heartlands Conservancy for stormwater management consulting services. I'm not sure if anybody's here from Planning and Development, but there's probably some committee members if anybody has any questions.
Kelly knows all about it.
Well, I'm part of Heartlands.
And that's any questions? All. Hearing none. Motion.
So move.
Approval.
Second.
Second by Kelly. Kelly.
Aye.
Aye.
Bill. Aye.
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 Okay. Is that all you have, Joe?
Yes. Pass that down to Jack.
You're up, Rick.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we have no motel tax reconciliation report for this month. Moving forward to refunds, we have some refunds. The first one is $980 payable to a governmental entity. This is for a refund for an unexpended prepaid drinking well water lab test. The amount represents 98 different people for $10 each. And that was they didn't perform the test prior to the lab closing, so that's for $980. Second one is from the Health Department fund, payable to the private sector to an entity for $150. This check is due for an overpayment of facility permit fees. Next one's payment to an individual in the amount of $15.73. This refund is due for an overpayment. And that's all I have for refunds, Mr. Chairman.
Get a motion?
So moved.
Oh, the doc. I'll take a second.
Okay. Any questions, Rick, on the refunds? Kelly?
Aye.
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 Okay. Anything else, Rick?
No. Well, no appropriation resolutions this month, Mr. Chairman. And then we have claims and transfers report for February 2015. I submit that for your approval. That's all I have today.
Get a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Doc.
Second.
Second by Bill. Kelly.
Aye.
Doc. Aye.
Bill.
Jamie. Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Is that all you have, Rick?
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Safety and risk.
Annette is out. She's down in federal court this week, down in Benton on a case. Stacy is here. I don't know, Stacy.
Oh, hi, Stacy. I didn't see you. I was looking for you.
I just have one item for consideration this morning. It's a resolution authorizing payment of a medical review fee in the amount of $22,690.02. This is for discounts received on medical bills that were previously approved in January on a workers' compensation claim. The original bills totaled $149,671, and we received discounts on those bills of $90,551. So we're utilizing their network and receiving contracts of discounts on our medical bills.
Any questions? Good motion.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Kelly?
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
Bill.
Aye.
Jamie.
Aye.
Larry. Okay. Is that all you have? Okay. New business? Hearing none, a motion to adjourn.
No, I have something.
Okay.
Today at 10:30 in the health department, we're doing some work on our eye plan. Tony, we can talk to that a little bit, because I'd like everybody, all the members here from the health department, point of view to come and
You all should have gotten a little memo talking about this, but we're holding a focus group activity starting at 10:30 today at the health department in the Amelia Auditorium. And it's specifically for the Board of Health members. So this is an opportunity as a county board of health member to participate. What this is, it'll be no longer than 90 minutes, but basically it's an opportunity to get the group together and we have a facilitated discussion on, to kind of frame it, some of the health needs of Madison County. And we use this information. We've been holding focus groups. We started last week and we have several more planned. But we utilize this information to develop our community health survey that we do. This is all part of developing a community health plan and establishing our health priorities for the next 5 years. It's also critical for a local health department to do this. It's one of our certification requirements. So anyone that is available, we sure would appreciate your participation.
And when is that, Tony?
It's today, actually, at 10:30. And if you can't make that one, if you're interested in making, we have a few more scheduled throughout the county, you can just let me know. For the next 15 months, we're going to be working on this process as far as conducting the assessment and then developing the plan and then actually developing objectives and such as it attends to the health priorities. Several years ago, the last plan you adopted as a county board of health, you adopted 5 priority areas, and we've been working with community stakeholders, not just the health department. This is Madison County's plan, not just the health department, but to kind of refresh you, our health priorities that we're currently working on is obesity, mental health, substance abuse, teenage pregnancy, and air quality and environment. And so this is just the beginning steps of completing that 5-year plan again. It's due to Illinois Department of Public Health next April. But it's quite a process, and this is the very beginning stages of that. Anyone's invited, and if you need any more information, just let me know, and I'll be happy to get it to you.
Thank you. Any further business? Not a motion to adjourn. It's in order.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.